Good morning once again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I hope everyone is having a good day so far. I would like to share a little bit from Psalms 1. There's a portion here where it speaks about the tree. And so I've been thinking about that, how that is with the tree. So let's get right into it and see what it says here, and a couple other scriptures that I have. So Psalms 1 begins, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So this chapter in Psalms, it talks about how blessed the man is that walks not after the counsel, not in the counsel of the ungodly. So so it would appear that choosing our company, who we spend time with, is very important. And who we go for advice and direction is also very important. And also it says, "Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." So you don't want to be part of mocking or making fun of other people. But then it says, "His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." And sometimes it's a little hard to be thinking of the things of heaven or the things of eternity, things of the Lord all the time, because we do have our work and other things that take up our mind, but our goal should be to meditate on those and the Word of God day and night, it says. And then it says, and that person that does that, he is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit and seed in his season. And that tree that has is planted by the water, because its fruit reaches into the water, it's always fed. It says his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So yes, it's very important that that we allow the words of the Lord and the words of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to be feeding us, so that we are like that tree that is by the waters. And it says that whatsoever we do, it will prosper. And it says the ungodly are not so. So the ungodly, the ones that mock the Lord and don't believe in the Lord, they're not like that. They're like the chaff which the wind drives away. And, so there's no foundation. They just are driven by the wind. And verse 6, the last verse, says, "For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." So the Lord knows the way of those that are righteous. And then in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 to 9, it also has a very nice couple of verses there. Verse 7, it says, "Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." So there again we see
that if we trust in the Lord and our hope is in the Lord, we are like that river that's we are like that tree, planted by the waters, where the roots are spread out by the river, and therefore, even when it's hot or the heat of the sun, the leaves will stay green. And I don't know if some of you have seen trees by the river, especially in the tropics. You can tell when there's a river and the trees around it, because they're so green and they look really, really lively. And the heat doesn't bother the leaves, and it does not worry about the year of drought because there's water there. And it neither receives from yielding fruit. And how wonderful that is if we can be that way, that our roots would be deep into the Word of God, deep in with the Spirit of the Lord, and so that when the heat of trials and tribulations and hard times come, it won't cause us to lose or to become lifeless, that we can remain green. And also, we won't worry when hard times come. It says like the year of drought, because we're always fed by the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God. If we abide with the Lord, and if we trust in the Lord, and if we hope in the Lord, and we will never stop yielding fruit. And that's what the Lord is looking for. And then to finish, in Ezekiel 47, verse 12, it says, "And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine." So that, again, it's a nice illustration of a tree that is has plenty of nutrition or nourishment, because it's by the river, and it's all the trees that grow by the river, it says they're for food, and the leaves won't fade. And it's one thing I noticed, in these three scriptures I've read, it mentions about the leaves not fading. And isn't that nice that if we are in the Lord, that even when hard times come, we won't be discouraged, we won't lose our color, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed, it shall bring forth new fruit according to his months. So every month, according to the time that it's supposed to bring fruit, it brings fruit. And even the leaves are for medicine, it says. And so yes, it's. I hope that we can be like these trees that have our roots firmly planted in the Lord Jesus, and that he's our foundation, so that nothing can shake us. No storm, not even the hot sun or the drought is going to cause us to give up, to keep on serving the Lord till we meet him. So I wish you all a good rest of the day. May you be blessed and be encouraged. And I just want to remind everyone again that this ministry is a Saturday morning Bible study at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time. So we would be glad if you would join live. You can join by calling area code 857-216-6700. And the ID number is 525-819. So thank you, and may God bless you.